Let's get to a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Yes. I don't know if you do your banking at an actual bank.
I mean, sometimes you have to. There are certain transactions you
sure.
have to. If you need
you have to actually go to the bank.
Deposit a check, you can do that in the ATM. Or yeah. you can just do it on the app. I choose to do that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do online banking now. But some people still use those pneumatic tubes in the drive-thru, right, at the bank.
Sure.
You know, it just feels a little bit maybe more secure to,
yes.
to go to the actual bank to do your banking.
Right.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without sticking your lit cigar in the bank tube,
ooh.
Then you're
ooh,
doing geez. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this is Jacob. Jacob's 33. And he decided he was going to pull up at the drive-thru, you know, bank lane and stick his lit cigar in the money tube.
Was this just like an oopsies and I wasn't paying attention and I just had the wrong thing in the wrong hand or something?
Okay. It appears that it was intentional.
Oh.
We're not really sure if he did it out of anger or just to be a jerk. He apparently has... a long rap sheet, so he may just be like, I'm just a troublemaker.
Okay.
But here's the thing. He actually got charged with assault in the third degree and reckless endangerment in the second degree, both Class A misdemeanors, because when the bank employee got the tube back and opened it up, you know, obviously, probably not paying
attention.
Well, probably not paying attention completely as to what's in it, because...
Well, you don't expect a lit cigar to be in there.
Right.
You expect paper to
so,
be in there.
She opened up the tube, inhaled the cigar smoke, and apparently she had to require medical care. Sounds
wow.
like she's going to be okay. Maybe she suffered from, you know, asthma or something like that, where the cigar smoke just, you know, made her feel sick or something like that. But yeah, so I don't know if that was on your to-do list to, like, drop something in the bank tube that's not actually your transaction, but...
let's just leave it to the banking transactions.
Yeah. Yeah, let's just go ahead and leave it to what you actually need to do there. So that is your setting the bar story. Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without sticking your lit cigar in the bank tube, you're doing okay.
Wow, that is a different one.
Yeah.
That is not something you expect. As a bank employee.
No, not at all. And look, I'm not even, I've tried to smoke a cigar once, and kudos to anybody who can actually do it without getting sick, because,
oh.
because I
my
was,
husband can do it occasionally, like on special occasions he's had one.
Yeah, I was green afterwards.
Oh.
So maybe I was doing
Ooh.
It wrong or
okay.
whatever. It was,
all right.
it did not end well for me. So, and maybe that was the same case with Jacob there. Maybe he was like, ooh, you know what? Someone asked me or said I should try to smoke a cigar, so I tried, and it was just no good.
Maybe he mistook it for a trash can?
I don't know. Anyways, that's your
okay.
setting the bar story.